Don't worry, I won't keep you here until tomorrow night. We usually are used to being here on Wednesday night, so that means I can preach a long time, get in tomorrow night. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I want to just look at some thinking about some principles of giving thanks. And certainly when we gather around the table, when we gather together in church at Thanksgiving time, it just really does help us to focus our heart and our spirit on gratitude. And it seems like we live in a world that's just turned upside down with selfishness and worried about our own things, our own abilities, our own experiences, our own entertainment, and it's hard to connect with others. And many times we disconnect completely with God in recognizing all that we are and all that we have is because of God's goodness towards us. And so I thought it would be good to take a few moments here and just think of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we'll begin reading verse 15. Paul says, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil." Let's pray. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation that you have provided for us through the suffering and through the sacrifice of your only begotten Son. And Lord, we can rejoice in God's goodness because of all that Jesus did for us on Calvary. And Lord, we don't take that lightly. We worship and we praise your name for that, Lord. And God, I pray you'd bless the preaching of the Word of God tonight. I pray it will just kind of open our minds and open our hearts, Lord, to refresh our soul in this matter of expressing thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. And I pray, Lord, I always pray, and there might be somebody here that's not saved. And Lord, I believe with all my heart you want everyone to be saved. And so, Holy Spirit of God, will you touch their heart tonight that they might come and receive Christ as their Savior. And bless the preaching in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text verse is verse 18. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." What an amazing statement. In everything, give thanks. I have to admit, I was talking with Pastor Duana this afternoon. We were talking about a few things, and I said, you know, just sometimes there's some things that I'm not exactly overly exuberant about giving thanks for that happens in my life. But God has commanded us in everything to give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I think many times we forget about having a spirit of gratitude is literally a being in the center of the will of God. God desires for us to be thankful. So expressing gratitude or thanksgiving really is a decision, not a reaction. See, people often think, well, you know, if somebody does something nice for me, I'll say thank you. Or if someone, everything's going good in my life, then I'll say thank you. And all that is that's just a reaction to a situation or circumstances. But in reality, giving of thanks is a decided decision to say, I'm thankful, Lord. I'm grateful, God, for all that you're doing and what you continue to do in my life. But beyond that, I'm just thankful for who you are. And oftentimes, I think we get more, develop a spirit of gratitude for the blessings of God more than being grateful for God himself. And because what happens, many people get very dissatisfied with life and they develop a spirit of ingratitude when everything's not being exactly the way they want it, or God's not blessing or moving the way they desire for him to do that. And the next thing you know, they no longer have a spirit of gratitude. And it's because they have focused or shifted themselves into the area of being thankful for the blessings rather than being thankful for God himself. And so Paul says this, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now, the amazing thing is, the reason why I say that thanksgiving or a spirit of gratitude is a decision, because in this closing comments that Paul makes to the Thessalonians, these things that he's saying is a decided decision that you have to make to do these things. For example, and I put them in your notes, in verse 16 it says, rejoice evermore. Now you have to decide to rejoice because what happens when trouble comes? The Bible's saying here, rejoice evermore. So this is when trouble comes, and I'm not sitting around saying, well, I can't wait till the next problem comes. And no. But problems are going to come. And when they come, you have to make a decision at that point. I'm going to rejoice evermore. Amen. In spite of the problems, in spite of the difficulties that we have to face and go through. The next one in verse 17, he says, pray without ceasing. And oftentimes when everything is going smooth and good, we have a tendency to stop praying. So should you pray without ceasing when everything is fine and everything's good? Yes. You say, well, if you don't feel that it's needed or necessary, that's where you make a decision that I'm going to pray without ceasing. I'm going to rejoice forevermore. Notice in verse 19, he says, quench not the spirit. And so you do not know how strong the temptation is, people often say. The temptation is overcoming me. And wait a minute. You need to make a decision that, wait a minute, to surrender to the temptation will put you in a position of quenching the Spirit of God. And so you have to decide at that very moment that there is no temptation but that which is common to man, but God will, with the temptation, provide a means of escape. So that's a decision that you make. In verse 20, he says, despise not prophesyings. And so people often say, well, what, prophesying is preaching. People often say, well, what if I don't like the certain sermon? Hey, don't despise the preaching of the Word of God. That's what he's saying. Well, maybe I don't like the preacher, or maybe I don't like the topic he's covering. It doesn't matter. You have to make a decision that you're not going to despise the preaching of the Word of God. And so each of these statements that he makes here is in reference to a decision that you make to do whatever it is, rejoicing evermore or praying without ceasing, quenching not the spirit or despising not prophesying. It is a decision that you make. In everything, I'll give thanks. Why? Because this is the will of God concerning you. Each of these statements are in regards to you consciously making that decision. Harry Ironside, if you ever want to read a good preacher and good commentary, you get some of Harry Ironside's commentaries. But Harry Ironside said this, we would worry less if we praised more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction. You know, you can't be dissatisfied and discontent at the same time you're being thankful. Because when you have a spirit of ingratitude, it's easy to be upset about everything. But if you just choose, you make the decision, I will praise the Lord. You make the decision, I'm going to be thankful for all things that God has given to me, or what God is doing in my life, or what God is not doing in my life, or for this person God brought into my life. God put them there for a reason. There's something he wants you to learn about him, and so thank God in all things. I love what Dr. David Jeremiah said. He says, no matter what our circumstances, we can find a reason to be thankful. There's always something that you can find to be thankful for. The problem is oftentimes we want to look at the circumstances and problems. They seem like they catch our attention. My dad used to say, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And you're looking at me strange. It's a farm saying, if you don't grease the wheels that are going around, they're going to start squeaking because they don't have any grease. So what do you grease? You grease the squeaky wheel. So what do? We take and we look at the circumstances in life. This problem or this bill popped up or this health issue popped up, or all of a sudden this person you found out doesn't like you anymore and they disfriended you on Facebook and your life is shattered. And you focus on those things, but you don't stop and think about all these other things that God is and God is doing in your life. And so don't fall into this trap of thinking there's not something for you to be thankful for. Every one of us, every day, every moment of every day, have something to be thankful for.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Chuck Swindoll put it this way, gratitude is a decision of the will. And if a decision of the will, the choice resides squarely with us. Deciding to be thankful is no easy task. It takes work. Now listen, God is good all the time.
Amen.
There is never a time when God makes a mistake about anything.
Amen.
And so if I can't find anything else to be thankful for, I'm going to thank God for his love, for his mercy, his grace, his unchanging character, everything that he is. I can find something in God to be thankful for. And you have to make that choice. So let's look at these things. I got 22 points and we'll be done in 5 minutes. No. Notice, first of all, it says in everything give thanks. So the sphere of gratitude in everything, that's the sphere of gratitude. And there's not one thing that comes into your life that you cannot find something to be grateful for in that situation. Why? Letter A is just simply this, an encompassing spirit. And I put the verses in the lesson so you can read along and keep up. In Ephesians 5:20, it says, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, an encompassing spirit. We're giving thanks in reference to all that God is and who he is, in reference to what Christ's relationship with the Father is in heaven. It is an encompassing spirit. And if we're consumed with God, it is a natural thing to have a spirit of gratitude. When you go through the scriptures and you find people who got themselves in trouble, they got in trouble because they ceased to draw nigh to God. They ceased to be thankful for who God was. And when they turned their back on their God, then they fell into problems. Then they developed a spirit of griping and murmuring and complaining. You just look at the people of Israel. But when they turned to God, then they started having a grateful heart. So it's an encompassing spirit in reference to who God is. It's also an extending prayer that is offered up. He says, in everything, give thanks. And so an extending prayer, Colossians 1:3 says, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. It is very difficult not to pray for someone when you're thankful to the Lord. And you need to thank the Lord for that person maybe that rubs you wrong, because there is a character in your life that God's trying to straighten out, and he's using them to bring it to your attention. And, so sometimes we want to hide those things. And I was talking to my mom today, and she was saying something about different people, different people believe you can lose your salvation and all this. And they always come up with some whacked out strange thing about, well, she said this, this person she was talking to said, well, you believe you're once saved, you're always saved. What about somebody who commits suicide? And they didn't repent, didn't have an opportunity to repent of that. Do they go to heaven or do they die and go to hell? And I told mom, I said, why didn't you ask him? What about the person who has bitterness in their heart and dies and hasn't confessed that? See, we like to classify things as this is worse than what this is. And when we classify things, where we put them at, now it develops either a spirit of gratitude or it develops a spirit of ingratitude towards God and towards others. And the old reality is this, God wants us to be praying always for everyone. And if we have a spirit of thanksgiving to God, we're going to extend prayers to those who will disagree with us. We're going to extend prayers to those that are lost. We're going to extend our prayers to those that are close friends. We're going to be willing to pray for everyone because of the fact we're thankful that God has touched our heart and changed us. The sphere of our gratitude extends to others when we understand the power of God resting upon us. There is an enduring praise. Notice in Colossians 3:17, and it says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And so an enduring praise, and when we have the sphere of our gratitude, is encompassing all that God is, developing a prayer that extends to all that are around us, I'm going to tell you, it gets you into the praise position, amen? You start getting happy in the Lord. When you come into the church and you have a spirit of gratitude, you're not sitting worrying about the air conditioning is not working properly, amen? Although I get upset about it sometimes, I get up here and I get pretty hot up here, amen? You think you're hot down there, you ought to get up here, amen? Get under the spout where the glory comes out, amen? This is where the heat is up here. But if we come in, we just start looking for problems and we start getting focused on things that make us uncomfortable, there's no spirit of praise because we're not thankful for what God is doing and what he's letting us to be experience. And so if you need to be thankful that if it's too hot in here, you need to pray for Mike that'll turn on the air conditioning, amen? What's that? Pray hard, amen. You might have to text him, I don't know. But you need to be thankful. There's so many little things that just rub us wrong when we come in church. They just knock us off track. I mean, you just walk past somebody and look at you oddball. And all of a sudden now you're knocked out. I can't believe they looked at me. They didn't even say hi to me. They didn't even talk to me. You know, and we're all out of sorts, and then we sit down, and that's all we're thinking about the whole service, about so-and-so who didn't talk to me. Now, wait a minute. If we're thankful that they were there, and we were thankful that God allowed them to rub me that way so I could get rid of my pride and get right with God, I could start entering into some praise time, amen? So if we have a spirit of gratitude, the sphere is that we'll always be in this atmosphere of praise because we're always thankful for all things. See, it's hard to praise when you're upset about something. So we need to be praying. We need to be giving thanks in everything. Give thanks. Notice not only sphere, but there's a source of gratitude. The source is this. This is the will of God for you. And so if God's will is that I show gratitude, then any time that I'm not in a spirit of gratitude, then I'm out of the will of God. It's amazing how many people want to know what the will of God is for their life, but they certainly aren't expressing any gratitude. They're not expressing any praise and thanksgiving unto God. Well, you're not going to get into the other things if you're not going to enter into this thing of the being thankful for all things. Why? Number one, or letter A there, is adoption of God. Colossians 1:12 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now, the source of gratitude is this. The will of God is that he is not willing that any should perish, and we enter into this relationship with God by adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the kids were singing a song today as they were practicing for the Christmas play, and it's a song, I'm Adopted, blah, blah, blah. Well, I can't remember the words or whatever anyway, but they were singing about being adopted, and I walked past the sound booth, and Julie was back there running the sound booth, and I walked by, I said, amen, whereby we cry, I'm a father, amen. And sometimes they look at me like I'm nuts, just like you're looking at me right now, amen. But listen, the source of my gratitude, the source of my thankfulness is that I'm in the will of God because he has adopted me into his family and I'm a part of the inheritance. I don't know about you, I'm looking for my inheritance. It's not the inheritance on this earth, it's what I'm going to get in heaven. So I could be thankful because I'm going to tell you something. I might not have anything here on this earth, but I got everything in heaven. Amen. Adoption of God. Letter B there, the adoration of God. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Listen, I don't care what's going on. It is the will of God for you to adore him. You know, we adore a lot of things and we praise and laud a lot of people. But wait a minute, the praise of our lips is our adornment of Christ in exalting him and being thankful to him for who he is. And so the source of God's will in my life is a spirit of gratitude that brings me to a place of adoring who Jesus is. Letter C, there is the assurance of God. 2 Thessalonians 2:13 says, but we are bound to give thanks. I like how he says that. We're bound to give thanks. In other words, he says, I have no leeway not to give thanks. We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, the assurance of God. And so our source of our gratitude is the fact that this is the will of God, that we are thankful. I'm thankful that we're secure in Christ. I'm thankful that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I'm thankful that if we believe on the name of the Son of God, that we're saved and that we are and can endure forever. And so it does not matter what goes on in this life. Everything in this life is decaying. Everything in this life is dying. Everything in this life is temporary, but everything in God is eternal. And I'm assured of the fact that my heaven is my home and my life is eternal and I'm hid in Christ. And if I suffer with him, then I'll reign with him. I am assured of those things. So this is the will of God. I thank God for everything. So we see the sphere of gratitude, the source of gratitude. And then in the verse, we see the singleness of gratitude. Says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Here it is, concerning you. And he puts it in a very personal position that this is the will of God for you to have a spirit of gratitude. First of all, directed prayer. Paul says in 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be for all men. Directed prayer. Paul said, this is the first thing you need to deal with. You need to be directing your prayers for all men. You need to be entering into supplication. You need to be interceding, but you also need to be giving thanks. Giving thanks, your directed prayer, specifically praying for those that are in need, specifically praying for your enemies, specifically praying for your brothers and sisters in Christ, giving of thanks in our prayer time. It's a directed prayer. Notice it's a demonstrated prayer. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and 2, Paul says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. If you really have a spirit of gratitude for everyone, whether friend or foe, then you're going to always be making mention of them in your prayers. You might be praying down the wrath and the judgment of God on somebody, but what it may be. Oh, man. I remember some old preacher was preaching years ago and talking about Billy Sunday. They said he used to wear out the toes of his shoes because when he preached, he'd stand on the toes of and on the pulpit. He'd stand up on his toes and he's preaching and say, I wish I was God. If I was God, I'd kill every listening liberal. And I was like, man of God, I'm glad he wasn't God, amen. I'm glad God gives us some grace and some mercy. I think he prayed for his enemies, but I don't know if he prayed for them to be saved. He may have prayed the wrath of God to come on them. Demonstrated prayer is, hey, folks, we are thankful, and because we're thankful, we're not going to neglect to pray for everyone. And people need our prayers. They desperately need our prayers. So directed prayer, demonstrated prayer, dependent prayer. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and 9 says, Paul says, for what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith the joy we joy for your sakes before our God. Revelation 11, 17, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and has reigned. And so, and speaking about this dependence upon God, in prayer, God, I need to depend on you. What can I express in thanksgiving? What can I express in gratitude? Well, Lord, you're the one who is the beginning and the end. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the Almighty One. You're still on the throne. You're still reigning. And so, God, I can pray a prayer that's dependent upon you. I like what Andrew Murray said. He said, "Let us thank God heartily as often as we pray that we have his spirit in us to teach us to pray. Thanksgiving will draw our hearts out to God and keep us engaged with him. It will take our attention from ourselves and give the spirit room in our hearts." That's what dependent prayer is. And the singleness of prayer and the singleness of gratitude. Paul said, in everything, that's the sphere. Give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God. That's your source. The will of God is the means by which, why should I be thankful? Because that is the will of God. But the singleness, it's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And he's making it very personal that each one of us need to have a spirit of gratitude. May we this Thanksgiving certainly be reminded that expressing thanksgiving and gratitude, appreciation, whatever, however you want to state it, is a decision. We need to decide, I'm going to be thankful. We need to decide that we're going to acknowledge that we're thankful and have gratitude for others and for who God is. And so tonight we want to take just a couple of minutes and pray. I'm not going to take a lot of prayer requests from the pulpit, but you have your prayer sheet there. But I'd like for us just to take time to pray tonight in reference to expressing thanksgiving and gratitude and praise to our God. We often go to God with our list of things that we need God to do and desire for God to do on our behalf. But how much time do we spend in prayer just thanking God for who he is?